Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
I'm learning toxicity. That's what we do on this broadcast. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner, and I will lead you in our guided meditation today, as I do at every broadcast opening, is lead you in this prayerful meditation. And the prayerful meditation is designed to put you in a calm space in life, get away from the hustle and bustle and the hurry and worry that we participate in. And we sometimes don't come to a point where we realize that we're doing that. But that's what this broadcast is about. It's about bringing you back to clarity and focus, bringing you back to understanding that you were born whole, perfect and complete, and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So I invite you now, all of you that can and are able and not doing something like driving on the freeway or doing something where it requires you to keep your eyes open, I invite all of you that can to close your eyes very softly and begin breathing in and out in a very slow, calming, and deliberate manner so that you begin to take in the truth about your beingness, about who you are, so that you can conceptualize and visualize that you are whole, perfect, and complete and have everything that you will ever need for the journey. So let us begin our prayerful meditation now. With eyes closed, breathing in and out in a very slow and calming manner as I read our prayerful meditation from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenism is my awareness of being whole and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast, refreshed and clear with a new vision of the beingness that is contained within you. Before Brother Malcolm comes to speak, I just want to share a short insight with you. Our meditations begin your day. Our meditations clear the day that you work in and close the day when you retire. So all of the affirmations that we have in the book Enlightenism do this. They start you off and allow you to know what you are working in your day with, that you are in the enlightenism field, that you are unlearning those things that no longer serve you. And remember this one thing that we take from the affirmation: this power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. And now I give you, author, philosopher, and creator of Enlightenism, Brother Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn, for getting us started here today with the great meditation.
You're welcome.
And some wonderful insights. I know we do this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even on Sunday.
Yes.
We share Enlightenism insights with those who are willing to listen and participate in the Enlightenism learning process. Sometimes
yeah.
people may think we're just talking, taking it for granted. It's like we're in a classroom and you study
yes.
something, and it's just repetitive. And you think because you listen that you can embody the information and make it so in your life. But we're talking about living. We're talking about present
yes.
moment living and the power and clarity you need just to live in the moment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just the information and the clarity that you need to live in the moment. Moment to moment is when you use and how you use enlightenism. It is not something that you can pick up on Sunday and then you're done for the week. It's not that. It is a practice. It is a daily practice of understand the beingness that you are.
Correct. That's very true. Thank you so much, Sister Carol.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, one of the things we're talking about on this broadcast is how to create a powerful mind. A mind is one that is independent and free of others' beliefs and values for making decisions. We use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Our message is clear: we will overcome generational toxicity, a powerful enlightenment of mind. But we have to get out of the past. This blog, Cleansing Our Mind of Others' Beliefs, is a wonderful blog. You can go to Google Blogger, Brother Mark Keller's Enlightenism Insights, and read the blog. It's some valuable information. Also valuable information about our books. One in particular, the Enlightenism, the book on Enlightenism. And I'm going to read. I'm going to read you a little brief excerpt from it. The book Enlightenism is available on Amazon right today. You can get the book, have it in your hands in a short period of time, or you can go to a bookseller and pick a book today. If you're willing to stop tolerating the pain from societal definitions in your life, then it's important to first understand who created the pain. The book's main thesis is to unravel issues about who is responsible for the pain and problems in your life. My goal is to first shine light on the distortions preventing you from recognizing that you are the creator of your own pain. I do this by describing the process, creating pain, and then presenting a formula for overcoming. You see, folks, when you live in a toxic environment for too long, you learn to accept pain as a natural part of your life. Since you live among others affected by varying degrees of pain, there's really no reason to search for solutions within you. You learn to tolerate pain by accepting yourself as a victim. Powerful, powerful words. Insightful, thought-provoking. Are you willing to let go of your dependency on the past and the beliefs that are victimizing you? Or are you going to continue to stay on the crowded road, following unknown people, leading you to an unknown destination called freedom? And freedom in this case is assimilation into society, where you can have freedom of movement and material things by acquiring wealth, status, education. If you are ready to get off of the road you've been traveling all your life, and take the off-ramp with the light says enlightenment, next exit, enlightenment. It is not a road crowded with people. You have a lot of space to travel. And then you'll be able to learn how you can live without your dependency on others. I know it seems like that's impossible. Someone told me today they don't know how to live without GPS car. You know, somebody else said, we don't know how I could live without this. All I do is type in an address and go right to it. I said, well, at one time, when I was driving a car, they didn't have GPS. We used maps. Then some other time, if you didn't have a map, I remember once I was in Lloyd's Belief that when you were in a strange city, go downtown. That's the safest place to be in terms of directions because everyone knows how to get downtown. So I called some friends to ask how to get to your house. Where are you? I said, I'm downtown on such and such street. She said, oh, that's simple. So you don't have to get on the freeway. You're not too far from Crenshaw. Go to Crenshaw Boulevard. Keep straight out to Manchester. Turn right and so forth and so on. And have I use verbal instructions. Now, GPS, someone told me that that's archaic, what I was doing, because it's much easier. And the reason I'm sharing this little anecdote with all of you, it's because we fall into the pit of victimization by believing people are making things easier for you. Yeah, we're going to make this easier for you. So they make pain, overcoming pain, easy for you. Or it appears to be easy for you. So that they tell you that all you have to do is do certain rituals, go through certain precepts and so forth, and your pain will be gone. There is another way to look at life itself It's not easy because nothing is easy in toxicity because everyone is in pain. The blog I wrote recently was shedding light on the hidden aspects of our pain. Things we didn't pay any attention to because on the crowded road from one generation to the next. See, on this crowded road, you travel so far and you die. But then there are others already behind you traveling on the same path and they pick up where you left off. You pass on the beliefs from the previous generation. Cleansing the mind of others' beliefs. I am greater than the I that I created. Seek and you shall find. Things appear not as they are, but as we are. In other words, we're seeing things as we are aware of being ourselves. Most of us suffer from universal trauma, but don't know it. We don't know because we depend on illusions for power and clarity. We inherit the illusions from past generations. When we inherit them from our parents and society, we didn't know they contained a poisonous virus. They infect us with the victim dependency virus. We passed on to the next generation. Think about that. We were infected with the toxic beliefs and values of becoming dependent on others. I call it the victim dependency virus. You cannot see it. It's passed on, seemingly innocuous, through education, through religion, through economics. And this virus consumes your life with illusion, is now perceiving things not as they are, but as you are. Your awareness of being, but you're not aware of being infected with the virus. There is no one talking about creating a vaccine for it. They're going to make it easy for you to ignore the virus. Because they're going to tell you, well, the virus is not killing you right away. You didn't die right from it. It's not like AIDS or COVID or something. You can live a long time. You can live like some people live to be 100 and some years old, infected with the virus. And then the people applaud them because they were able to live with this virus for so long. They want to know, how did you do it? They want to know the physiological thing that the person did. What did you drink? What did you eat? How much did you eat? But they don't talk about the mind. And how this virus has generations of people. You see, people that taught us, parents and teachers and everybody else, they wanted us to depend on them for the truth. They wanted us to trust them and believe they would never do anything to harm us. Most of them didn't intentionally try to harm us. Unfortunately, they were unaware of the deleterious effects of the victim dependency virus. They didn't know virus would create generations of its victims. They didn't know this. Neither did we. Neither did we. See, today, we don't know it either. See, virus tends to live in our generation. Many are current victims because we don't believe our powerlessness is created from a virus created thousands of years ago. We continue to pass it on to our children, which teach them knowledge of the past generations to help them live in the present. And think about this, folks. This is all coming from the South Wall. Each generation takes freedom by depending on the previous ones. But this means we are searching for a cure of the virus by depending on the hearsay knowledge of previous generations. So we're going to run in circles. I'm going to take a break. I encourage you to absorb some information. You can read the entire blog by going to Brother Malcolm Keller's Enlightenism Insight. And check out the blog. It's fresh off the press. We'll take a quick break. Bring Sister Carolyn back in, and I shall return after she finishes.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. You're listening to the Powers of the Mind Hour, How to Create a Powerful Mind. Sister Carolyn and I are shedding light on great power within and how to use the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. Folks, dependency on others is a terrible way to live. Because unlike survival, we're not living just for survival. We're living as creators in a world. We're creating many different things to make life easier for us. We want things to be easy. We want them to be quick. We want things to go the way we want them to go and to believe that what we believe is the only way for people to live. And if people disagree with what we believe, then they become our enemies, somebody that we oppose to their point of view or perspective or to their beliefs. And then you become a victim of dependency, and you believe that the dependency is what you need, then it's difficult to change. So one of the things in the book Enlightenism, which address all of the things that I'm talking about here today, and this is not a teaser. This is not like something that Sister Carolyn told me that she saw on one social page where the person was trying to get people to come to the workshop to learn more about how he was able to overcome pain in his life and suffering of an accident or some situation that he had when he was 18 years old. He was asking people to sign up, come to the workshop, and then they learned how he did it. Then he got all different types of responses about why can't you tell me now? And, you know, just very simple. All we have to do is believe in Jesus and our pain will go away. And so they came forth with a way to ignore what the person was saying because they were not interested in hearing something from this person. But now if it had been someone in the social construct that they trusted, say someone like Oprah or someone like Joel Osteen or somebody, well, would have paid attention. And they wouldn't probably have been so quick to ridicule what the person is saying. Nevertheless, I'm here not to teach you or to take you to work on yourself. What we're doing is sharing with you insights from the consciousness of truth within. And to shine light on the illusion so that you understand how they entered into your life, how you became the person that you're aware of being. In chapter 3 of the book Enlightenism, is available on Amazon. Here's a quotation. The desire to change your life is the first freedom in the Enlightenism formula. It is this desire that motivates you to begin your work to discover Enlightenism by creating your first visualization. The goal of your visualization is to free yourself from the pain unwilling to tolerate. To achieve this freedom, you must listen to and trust the silent, intuitive ideas within you. When you do this, you can create a boundless flow of new ones and unleash the limitless power of Enlightenism within you. These new ideas contain within them the cleansing power to free your mind from the clutches of toxicity and illusions. one of the primary misinterpretations about how to change your life is believing that it takes too long and you don't have enough time and power. When the desire is strong enough and the commitment firm, then you always have enough time and power. That's an excerpt from the book Enlightenment, chapter 3. We are not animals in the sense of following a pattern of thinking over and over again. We're not like the elephants following the matriarch through the water, going hundreds of miles to find this water. And the matriarch elephant is the only one that knows. And they trust her to lead them to water. And trusting her, they find water. And they relish it, do all the things they need with the water, stay and heal themselves of the journey and so forth. We are not like this, but we have become like this in the sense that we follow people to lead us to the waterhole of victimization and powerlessness so that we can depend upon someone else to lead us somewhere. Enlightenment is to depend on yourself to live in the present moment and not to be caught up on your dependency. Victim dependency virus that's been passed on from one generation to the next. You have to let it go. Cleanse the mind of it. But in order to do that, you need power and clarity. You cannot get power and clarity from others. You have to achieve the power and clarity for yourself. That's why we promote entering into self-discovery. We believe in the principle of enlightenism. One, I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. I acknowledge that my beliefs and values create the conditions in my life. I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. Four, I acknowledge for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter self-discovery. And I acknowledge that self-discovery is the gateway to my conditioned consciousness, which is just consciousness. Thank all of you for stopping by. Be sure to get the book, Enlightenism. Here's Sister Carol Nicole DeSantis. After her, Brother Paul Dietrich was saying our theme. Have a good day. Here's Sister Carol and my Brother Malcolm.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Ever since, it's been a long